let's clarify a lot of things here as we get into Thursday, the 18th of April. Believe it? Thursday. Like a flash. It's moved from Monday to Thursday. And yeah, exactly. That's what is that? The sound effect from Fox News when they move the story from one scene to another.
Yeah.
However that goes. And it is going. The images, things that are going on in our lives. The finish line of the Boston Marathon. There are two men seen in images before the bombs were exploded, and the authorities say they are of high interest, considered possible suspects. Officials say the men were of interest because of where they were at the particular time and what they were carrying. One of the men is seen carrying a black backpack. The source says the authorities had not yet identified the two men by name. Photographs are not being released to the public for fear of impeding the investigation. There are a lot of impending things. I've seen pictures, Kenny, of white bags and black bags. And the white, they both disappear after the explosion. Now,
right.
Whether they caused the explosion or whether they were destroyed in the explosion, we could spend all day, every day, maybe for the rest of our lives trying to figure this out. One of the things that I find offensive, frankly, and I said this yesterday, the political hay that's being made by this story. And the guys like Steny Hoyer who are around saying, hey, they're not able to do their work because they don't have any money. Do you know how much bull crap that is? These people, there have been people, agents on top of agents, and agencies on top of agencies. My friend Meredith lives around the corner from this. You can't go anywhere. You can't move in that neighborhood. The police are running up and down the streets with sirens blaring all day, all night. Are you kidding me? They don't have enough money to do the investigation? What an outrageous, offensive statement to make, especially given that we have, again, all these people and agencies pretty much falling all over themselves, and that whole area is still not opened up yet. Nobody knows why it isn't opened up, except maybe there's another piece of evidence that they haven't found. So does it make sense to keep it closed? Yeah, it does. But it's just amazing to listen to the garbage on some of these radio programs, right? You've monitored more of them than I have, Kenny, in the last 24 hours.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
It really is. It's more than offensive. And if I listen to Peter King one more time, I'm going to puke. He just so annoys me, and Hoyer as well. It doesn't have anything to do with what party you're in. It has to do with you and your self-serving, contentious blabber. That if anything gets in the way of the investigation, it's these guys and their bunkum. So, anyway, having said that, what else do we need to know? Let's listen to an exchange between Taco's Wayne Cabot and Steve Scott speaking here to Pat Milton from CBS about the confusion over whether there was an arrest or even a positive ID of anybody that really may be connected to this bombing.
What are your sources telling you, Pat?
Yes, law enforcement sources say that there may have been a breakthrough in the case. Sources are saying that they're able to pinpoint a possible suspect by analyzing video of the scene near the finish line prior to the bombing.
Pat, as you know, there was some other media reporting an arrest or a person in custody. Can you straighten that out for us definitively?
Yes, our law enforcement sources are telling us that there is no arrest at this point and no one in custody at this point. It's unclear how far along investigators are as to tracking down this possible suspect and whether indeed this person had anything to do with it.
So it comes down to video cameras and cell phone triangulations, is that right?
Yeah, they're analyzing video, and they're describing the potential suspect as a young man who was apparently spotted on the video dropping a black bag near the site of the second bombing, which apparently contained the bomb.
Pat, what do we know about the quality of this video? Is this good enough where, like, if they captured a still, they could show it to people and say, oh, yeah, I know him, or is it you know, grainy and distant?
Well, I understand there is some discussion. There's a news conference coming up, and I understand there is some discussion as to whether they are going to release the video or release a still from the video. So I don't know what the quality will be.
All right. So I've just made a decision as far as this is concerned, Kenny. I don't want to listen to Peter King anymore. I don't want to listen to Ann Coulter anymore here. I think people can get that someplace else. Let's try to find people that we are not aware of. One of the things that is obvious to people listening to this program this hour, but we solicit a lot of input from various sources, including you, at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com or follow us on Facebook.com/... good day, and Twitter at good day. I'm much more interested in piecing together the story myself, although there are, once in a while there is fairly good information that comes from an interview. Wolf Blitzer here talking to Governor Deval Patrick. I'm a Massachusetts resident, as most of you know. I have little use for this guy. He's been one of the worst governors in the history, in my lifetime anyway, because he doesn't do anything. He's just there like a vegetable. And but in this circumstance, I think it may be helpful to at least listen to him talk about the state of the investigation.
We had heard earlier in the day that there was some significant progress. They've spotted a suspect, at least on one of the videotapes. Is that accurate?
Well, I get my briefings confidentially. You can understand that, Wolf, and I want to let the FBI and all of the law enforcement agencies that are working with them run the investigation. I can tell you that it does seem to be that they are doing this in a very methodical way, very thorough way. It's several blocks over there that they're covering a square inch at a time, and piecing the story together, and I think making progress.
Well, let's talk about this suspect. No one has been arrested. We know that as a fact. There was conflicting information we were getting from law enforcement.
Right. I think the U.S. Attorney clarified that.
Yeah, the FBI has said no one has been arrested. The FBI, presumably the lead organization, they would know what's going on. You can confirm no one has been arrested.
Right.
But do they have a suspect? Do they have a name of someone they're looking for?
I can't comment on that. It's like I said, it's going to be slow. It's going to be methodical. It has been. It's very, very professional, and all the agencies are cooperating. And I take comfort from that, and I think the general public should as well.
Because of the confusion earlier, can you tell us that all the agencies that are involved, the state, the federal, the local, all the law enforcement, they're all on the same page? Do they seem to be agreeing with each other?
No,
or is there some little tension going on?
There often is in large investigations, at least in my limited experience from back in the Justice Department, but not this time. People are really pulling in the same direction. They are working cooperatively under the lead of the FBI. The ATF is a marvelous partner in this as well. Certainly all the state agencies with the state police at the lead, and the local police as well.
All right, so there's Wolf Blitzer. You don't even have to say his, Kenny. There's Wolf talking to Deval. How many Devals do you know, and how many Wolves do you know? Pretty much that. There's some good information there. 888-302-3684. Calls are not necessarily aimed at finding out truth, justice, et cetera, et cetera. But it's interesting how these various bits and pieces of those who are doing radio programs or television programs, folks, they don't know any more than you do. Maybe they're better at sounding like they know more than you do, but they don't. And so a lot of the stuff that you hear, especially the television coverage of this on TV, is obnoxious. All of the local stations here in Boston have gone around, falling all over each other, trying to find something new. And hour after hour after hour, it's a repetition of what they said before. Once in a while, there's a tidbit, and they all go scrambling for it like rats to cheese. It's pretty interesting to watch the motivation and to see how these people are. They're all trying to take credit for being involved. I was telling you yesterday about how one of the news crews for, I think it was the CBS station in Boston, was the guy says, our news crews are right on top of the scene, as they always are. What are you talking about? And then the other news crew was trying to take credit for pulling the fence down where everybody was standing so the police and authorities could get to the victims quicker. I mean, okay, but how many times are you going to say that? Well, our man Eric was on the scene, and he took the fence down along with our cameramen. Yeah, okay, that's one time hearing that's pretty much enough. And so on it goes. Do I sound like I'm annoyed? I'm annoyed, actually, with all seriousness. This is something That'll be a defining moment in Boston for a long time. And it's pretty sad, actually, when you get right down to it. The people, but it isn't just, it is that three people were killed, but the people who were killed were quality people. You know, the more you learn about them, and I was just saying, okay, is it all right if somebody who's a bum gets killed? No, but I'm just saying these were quality people. 17 after on Good Day.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambarin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary, risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2673. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf. With a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one, today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
All right, in terms of stats, the hospitals have released 112 people. 178 were treated all in all for injuries after the attack on Monday. 13 are still in the hospital because they are in critical condition. And we know that the three people who died, as I said a few minutes ago, were quality people. Quality people. All right. It's going a little far to say that identification has been made, but they're working on something. You can tell that. 21 after on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have 23 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with all kinds of crazy stuff going on in the world. We are in a time of craziness. There's no question about that. Let's get back to some of the conversation here. I'm trying to figure out where we are. Some of this stuff is... talk host Leland Conway. No, I don't want to talk to him. Listen to him because he's talking to that idiot Peter King.
He's not talking to him. He's talking about him.
Oh, he is? Okay. Well, listen to that. Okay. Then this probably ought to be good. Am I going to be happy when I listen to this, Kenny?
I think so.
Okay. Here's Leland Conway talking to one of the callers, yes, about what that idiot King said about the need for more public surveillance.
Representative Peter King of New York came out and said that he thinks we ought to have more surveillance. He said there should be more cameras to watch what people are doing in the wake of these bombings. Do we really need more cameras? Because if you look at social media, if you look at the picture exchange websites like Instagram and Reddit and Tumblr and 4chan, every angle of this situation was covered. Every angle of this situation was covered. And surveillance cameras were, in fact, in place. And you have, because the last 24 hours have been interesting to watch, because I have done it. You have probably done it. You go through and you scour these images because the FBI came out and said, hey, we need pictures. We need footage. We need whatever you got. We go to Marie in Chester.
Hi. I just want to say that I think that I have a right to privacy wherever I am. And that I don't think that by having more surveillance cameras, it's going to give me any more safety. It will, however, take away my privacy, and I'll be giving up my freedom. And also, if we did something like that, and we gave up our privacy in public places, what would our children and our grandchildren have to give up? I think we need to think more in the future. And
well, we did this after September 11th, 2001. Yeah, we gave up a lot of rights when we rushed to pass the Patriot Act, which includes the ability for the government to warrantlessly wiretap you. So, I mean, we gave up a lot of stuff right after that terrorist attack. Are we on the verge of doing it again?
Yeah. Let's correct the we there. We didn't. They did. And jump. There's no we in that. There's no we. Kenny, you and I didn't do this, right? We didn't pass the Patriot Act. No.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Here's what I believe to be the fact here in this. I'm becoming more and more a bit of a conspiratorialist. The government wants, guys like King are all about control. He's really like a political gangster. He wants control of you and everything that you touch and do, and they want to... The citizens are in charge now of the information. All the info, and the pictures especially, is coming from people who had their own cell phones and iPhones and stuff shooting this stuff. So that's what his problem is. Kathleen in Ohio says, why what happened in Boston is bad isn't that much different from what we've been doing in Iraq and Afghanistan.
the situation in Boston clearly is horrific and really horrific, and the people who did it clearly need to be brought to justice. But we have to look at what our country, and I'm not making any excuses for this kind of horrific behavior, not any excuses, but we have to reflect upon our own behavior overseas. You know, our drones, who the innocent people are killing, the innocent people that have died in Iraq because of an unnecessary and immoral war. I mean, there are reasons. I'm not saying that the individuals who did this in Boston are tied in with these things, but they could be. We have to look at our own behavior overseas. We do bomb and maim innocent people. So, you know, I'm not, again, saying that this is the case for this, that this is a retaliation, but it's possible. And we need to look at our own behavior as well, you know, what we do overseas as well as whoever did this. And they absolutely need to be brought to justice, but so do we.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? This...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the spring Youngevity. Longevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Program at 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here. And Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington as we go back and forth on some of the information that's become more a part of the story as we're 4 days into this. Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com asked you whether the bombing made you change any plans to attend sporting events. Let's see here. 63% said not at all. If we do that, the bad guys win. 16% of you said, I don't even run. I'm already planning to go to the Boston Marathon next year. 12% said, yeah, it's safer than just to watch the games and events on TV. 9% of you said, maybe, depending on what happens next. And you have some comments on Facebook as well, Kenny, regarding that same sort of basic thread of thought.
There's nobody who has said this is going to change anything that that they do. I think
if anything, just the opposite, right? That sort of, in a, they share the stories.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
There was one comment. Michelle says, I have to be honest. When my husband runs his next road race, I'll be a bit anxious, a bit worried about my kids, but we'll be there and we'll be vigilant.
Mm-hmm. Here's the poll today at DougSteffen.com. How do you think the news media has handled the bombing? A, I think they've done a pretty good job. B, pretty good. I'm sorry, no. I think they've done a great job. B is pretty good. C is too much time sensationalizing the violence. D, over the top. What happened was horrible, but there are other things going on in the world. Let's listen to a little bit more of a discussion on this with Talk Host John Williams here discussing the way the news media has gone overboard.
Is the media overshowing the carnage of what happened at the Boston Marathon? Are we seeing those scenes too much? And I don't know what media means anymore, because it could be the major networks. It could be their websites. It could be Yahoo, which doesn't have a broadcast entity, but it's just a website that aggregates a bunch of pictures. It could be the New York Times or the Star Tribune. I'm telling you, the pictures I have seen of this are really startling. I don't remember seeing so much blood in news coverage of an event as I have on this one, at least not in the United States. You know, we mentioned 9/11 a little while ago. You don't think about what you saw 9/11. All of the images you saw, it wasn't that much human carnage. It was the catastrophe of it all. It was the scale of it. It was the planes. It was the building. But you didn't see that much blood. On this, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And they keep showing it over and over again. Or the websites continue to have it on their front pages. Some of them say, warning graphic content, and then you click through, and you do. But is the media overplaying the carnage on this one? Should they? And you know, it is what it is. It happened. I don't know that they're supposed to pretend it didn't happen, but maybe they could just, maybe CNN does not need to show the scene anymore where the guy is holding the girl's head. I mean, those are somebody's family members there. Maybe some of those images where the blood is all over the faces and the bodies of the people who are getting away, maybe we don't need to see that anymore. Generally, I think they've done a pretty good job. I think they've, you know, often I've seen stuff pixelated so that you don't actually see it as bad as it can be. In general, I think they're doing a pretty good job. You haven't seen the mistakes that you saw at Newtown with all kinds of craziness getting reported. Generally, I think the media is doing a pretty good job on this one.
Don't agree. 888-302-3684. As a matter of fact, here from a different talk radio program, Jamie Samuelson and Bob Wojanowski talk about the need to not give this bombing more power than it deserves.
Do not give them attention and reaction they desire. The very act of terrorism is designed to have an effect exponentially higher than the act itself in paralyzing the victims with fear.
Exactly right.
Now, that doesn't mean you stop pursuit of rooting out all potential terrorists and potential terrorists, of course, but you do not all of a sudden cancel every marathon in America and every building sports venue in America now will have right. eight layers of security.
Don't allow fans. Just don't allow fans.
You can't. I mean, you can't. We're sitting here at the Palace for the Pistons' last home game today. There'll be whatever, 15,000 people or whatever. And this is, as far as I know, the first terrorist attack on an American sporting event on American soil. Terrorist attack, I think. And it was a place that cannot be guarded, a 26-mile-long marathon.
I can't think of one. Let's go to Paul next.
First of all, thoughts and prayers to all the victims in Boston. You know, you guys are hitting the nail on the head. You know, first of all, the United States government, first and foremost, is charged with the protection of its citizens and its country, both foreign and domestic. So justice will be served, they will find out, and it will go the course. But the situation is simply this. Whether it's the recent stabbing in Texas, whether it's the horrific gun crimes that we've seen recently, or whether it's now the bombing today, the worst thing in the world you can do is stop your life, succumb to what these idiots want. It doesn't really matter if it's foreign or domestic. The fact of the matter is, it is what they want, is you to stop your motion. I remember right after 9/11, you know, the airlines were stricken. It was almost a shutdown of America's skies. And yet we rebounded. We took the steps. We did everything we could. Get out there. Live your lives. Just keep your eyes open.
That's an interesting perspective, don't you think? I like that. 888-302-3684. What do we know about the bombs? There were two of them, apparently. What do we know about the men of interest? Well, they're men of interest. What do we know about the people? A lot of them have been released from the hospital. There's still a dozen or so that are in the hospital in critical condition. What else is necessary to know? They're looking for the people who did it, still investigating the crime scene, and that's it. I mean, that's about it, isn't it? What else is there to the story? But yet, the cameras are on, and what you're getting now is what these guys love in these television stations. They can control it, because nobody's being allowed into the area. You can't go down there. It's a crime scene, so they can't, hello, didn't you watch Castle the other night? You can't go contaminate a crime scene, so that's why you're not getting any fresh video on YouTube or whatever from iPhones and iPads, because there's not anybody allowed down there. I mean, you could go up to the window of the Lenox Hotel, which is across the street, rent a room there. I think you can get into the hotel anyway and maybe take some shots out of the window. Or you can take a shot from the Prudential Tower, if you will, or from a couple of the other buildings that are across the street, the Sheraton Hotel. Maybe you can take some pictures down from there. But as far as being on the street, forget it. You're not going to get on the street there. It may be through the weekend until they've decided that they've dusted up and collected everything that there is to collect with relation to this. 888-302-3684. I think we've covered pretty much all of the sound from, what else have we got here? Oh, wait a minute. Let's listen to this piece of sound. Michael, host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader talking to legal analyst Liz Wheel about, this is pretty interesting, actually, the possible liability charges the organizers of the marathon may face. You see, what I'm thinking, not so much the organizers, but the police. You'll recall that there were dog-sniffing bombs in there. Dog-sniffing, bomb-sniffing, I think. Let me turn that around. There were bomb-sniffing dogs. Maybe that's how they were able to... No, never mind. So, anyway, these dogs were in there up to a couple of hours for the race. But yet nobody thought about, and this maybe, you know, okay, take a shot at some of these people. Hello, duh. Everybody's walking up and down the street with their backpacks on, and they can leave the backpacks, you know, at any moment. They can be watching the dogs, waiting for the dogs to leave, bring the backpacks, and dump them on the street. And that may well have been what happened. Anyway, so if that's the case, does the Boston Police Department come under scrutiny for suit rather than the Boston Marathon Association? Well, let's listen to this conversation about the legalities of all this.
The Boston Marathon terror attack might lead to big financial problems for organizers of the race. You know, some listeners might think, really, we're talking about this already? But I guess we've got to put it out there on the radar. How great a liability could marathon organizers face?
Well, I don't think they really face any liability. And I will tell you just very personally, my son was very close to being there. So all I'm thinking about is the criminal aspect of this. I think they did everything they could. The marathon organizers, you can't frisk every person, every backpack going down and up and down. You got to realize these streets in Boston, they're jam-packed. This is a big day for the Boston community, and the kids were out there. My son, you know, everyone's out there. You're going to want to be the finish line, then you're going to go to one of the restaurants around. And the police were there. They were in full force, and the organizers took care of that. They hired extra people. I don't know that they really could have done much more than they did. In this case, evil got through, and I say we focus now on the criminal aspect of this.
Yeah, not only were the police there, apparently it was the biggest police presence they'd ever had, because last year's Boston Marathon was so crowded.
Exactly. They were there. They were in full force. I don't know that they responded so quickly. It was a little scary when all the cell phones went down because, you know, people like moms like me trying to get my son, we couldn't get a hold of them. But then I understood that later because they were worried that there were other potential explosives out there that could be detonated by a cell phone. So they, you know, cut cell phone service off. So I get it now, you know, after processing this now for a couple of days, I get why they did what they did. I don't know that they could have done any more. Will there be a civil attorney out there that will, or attorneys that will take this case, hoping in a contingency fee basis that can make some money? Of course. I mean, that's what some lawyers do. But I would urge them not to take it and to focus on, you know, the criminal aspect of this, finding who these people or persons are, prosecuting it to the full extent of the law, and then making sure that the people who were victimized that day are taken care of. But I don't think suing the organizers is the way to do it. That's just my little humble opinion.
I think many, many people, maybe most, would agree with you. We're just wondering whether or not you'd be surprised if a lawyer were to poke around and talk to some of the victims or their families and say, are you interested in filing a claim? It would seem...
Well, I'm sure that'll happen. Yeah. It's probably already started to happen. And you've got to realize that these people are now in hospitals. They've got limbs that have been blown off. And they're looking at their families, their loved ones. How am I going to take care of them? And maybe, you know, a lawyer coming in and saying this is a potential way to do it. I'm just saying I don't think in our American system that that is the way to go. There's got to be some way to make sure these people are taken care of and compensated without civil liability against the marathon organizers, who I really don't, you know, unless we find out something more. I mean, this is an ongoing case, and I have to admit from my personal perspective I've been so focused on the criminal aspect for the last two and a half days that that's what I'm focused on. So maybe there'll be some civil liability down the road, but right now I don't see it. Right now I see the criminal aspect and making sure that the victims are taken care of.
Legal analyst Liz Wheel with an overview of legal responsibilities here. 15 before the hour as we continue discussing the marathon bombing here on Good Day.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paint and stains during our four-day super sale, April 19th through the 22nd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at Sherwin-Williams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
888-302-3684 for the Good Day phone line. Here's Ronald in Florida. Sounds like he's pretty outraged.
It's incredulous to me that anybody in this country would call in and blame a party, a Republican Party member, any party member. I don't think the Democratic Party, the Independent Party, the Republican Party, any public party, Democratic parties, support or endorse this kind of behavior. We have crazies throughout this country that do crazy things. They're radicals, and we've had school shootings. We had all kind of, what do you want to call them, domestic terrorists or not, but attacks. And for people to call in and blame a party, they're not any brighter than the people that are setting these bombs off. I mean, these aren't party actions. These are crazy individuals that are doing this stuff. And whether they be foreign terrorists or American terrorists, they are terrorists. And I just don't think that we ought to be blaming parties, because everybody in the Democratic Party is not a crazy radical, and everybody in the Republican Party is not a crazy radical. But I guarantee you there are crazy radicals in all the parties.
And in religions as well. They're all crazy radicals everywhere. Just crazy radicals, crazy people. And your definition of crazy probably would be interesting as well. Speaking of that, Kenny, the Texas fertilizer plant, the blast there, this is not any terrorism act, right?
They don't know exactly what started it. It was a fire that then exploded a tank.
Right. 51 after the hour on the Good Day program.
What
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
After the hour, yes, the bombing is what's on most people's minds, either that or these letters. I mean, there are three things that made it through issue-oriented talk radio yesterday, mostly the marathon business, the callers back and forth, more than the new information, the Ryson letters, both aimed at the senator and the president, and in essence, what I got out of that, frankly, Michael, when you look at this, at the reality here of what went on, it seems, I don't know, the post office itself or the White House, who it is that runs the safety protocols, the security measures that are in effect, have been in effect since that stuff started flowing after September 11th. But apparently they are the reason that the letters didn't get through to either Senator Wicker or the president, right? Whatever they do to inspect stuff when it comes in the mail.
Yeah, they caught those miles away from yeah. Washington.
So there wasn't really ever any danger. The news media has made a big deal out of how dangerous this was. Neither the president nor Senator Wicker were in any danger at all, it would appear.
Yeah, no. It was probably more dangerous for the people working at the post office.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Who's sniffing around these envelopes? Ain't the president and the senator. You can be sure of that. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's radio host Bob Clark. That's what we do. This hour of the program is aimed at bringing together a lot of different bits and pieces of info and conversation from folks just like you, listening to talk radio programs and hearing discussions. Bob Clark talks about whether public events just like this, any sporting event, is going to change the way you live your day-to-day life with one of his callers.
This story itself obviously just being one of many recent tragedies that we have been dealing with in this country. And we have certainly been asked to give up some of our civil liberties, freedoms, and privacy in the name of tighter security and safety since September 11, 2001. And I think for the most part, many people are okay with that trade-off as long as it doesn't go too far. But once again, what happened yesterday in Boston, we are reminded that anyone, someone who is determined to do harm can't be stopped always. There are obviously no guarantees. So the list continues to get longer, right, of places where you can't feel safe. all of the time. You feel vulnerable. Obviously, schools have been on that list for a long time. Work, malls, movie theaters, and now a sporting event like the Boston Marathon. But what happened in Boston is a reminder for everyone who lives in this country where they host any sort of big-time event, no matter what your local authorities are doing in terms of security, it's not a 100% guarantee. So we have the Boston Marathon bombings. We had the shooting last summer at the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. We've had a couple of different mall shootings in our country in recent months. And then, of course, the shooting at Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut, back in September. One of many, unfortunately, many school shootings that we have seen in our country over the last 10 to 15 years. All of this tragedy, especially this recent spat of tragedy that seems to be happening, has it had any impact whatsoever on you in terms of how you go about living your day-to-day life? Go ahead, Robert.
I was just going to say, we're all saddened by what we saw and heard from Boston, and our hearts and prayers go out to those who were affected by it directly. However, I just, you know, I think of the quote from Benjamin Franklin when he said, you know, they that can give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And if we, being liberals, they're going to go overboard and say, look, we need more laws, we need more restrictions, we need more everything, in other words, government, to restrict our freedoms to try to prevent these attacks from happening, and they're not going to prevent these attacks from happening. We have to go about our lives as best we can with what the tools we have. I mean, you look back at, like, the rules and regs that have been in place since 9/11 with the TSA. They're not preventing terrorist attacks. All kinds of bombs have gotten through. But one way or another, they didn't go off, like on an airplane in Detroit and so forth. But all they do is hinder civil liberties, but they don't protect us. The terrorists move on.
All right, Mike, and excuse me. Mike, excuse me. We need legislation, you think, huh?
Under the circumstances from the bombings on Monday and even the recent school shooting in Newtown, we really need to begin to clamp down on legislation. Like, for example, with the gun laws, instead of the parties bickering back and forth, they need to come to an agreement on tougher gun laws. There needs to be better legislation for better security at events like marathons and other type of events where the general public is gathered.
The government is impotent. Police doing a pretty good job. That's the way I read this.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.